Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. I decided that what we certainly need going into this Yom Tov is Simcha. That we certainly can all use a dose of Simcha, a double dose of Simcha. So, Mameila, I took a look at the Gemara of the Mitzvah of Samachti Mechagel. I think that's what we particularly need to focus on going into this Chag. So let's first quickly go through the Gemara. The Gemara ultimately, the point, I don't want to get back into the Mishnah. The Mishnah will be very confusing. But the point is, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Simchas Yontov is a mitzvah. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's a rishus. So the Gemara explains. Rabbi Yeshua says it's a mitzvah, it's l'tameh. He follows his logic. The Omer Simchas Yontov is not a mitzvah. Simchas Yontov is also a mitzvah. Disanya, there's a price. There are two possibilities on Yom Tov. You will see why soon. Either you celebrate a whole day, you party a whole day, I guess besides davening, or besides davening, you learn a whole day. One of those two. That's what there's a sheet. But Yeshua Aymer, no. Chalkeyo divided chetzio l'achilo shpia v'chetzio l'esamimish. The day should be divided. Half should be for davening and learning, and half should be for achilo shtia, party. I just want to mention as we start to share, the share tonight is dedicated by the Panish's Nishmas Chana Bas Yishai, Lisa Panish's mother, whose Yotzeit is Isru Chag, the eighth day of Sivan. I want to thank them very much. Tiskul and Mitzvah, Saras Tavis, Yontif to Stuart and Lisa, should be Yisrus Aliyas to Shoma, for Lisa's mother. So there's a machlaikis. So Rabbi Lezer says, either party besides davening a whole day or learn a whole day. And Rabbi Yeshua says, divide the day, here for learning, here for party. Then the Gemara is going to go into what's the source of this machlokes. All of them are darshaning the same sukkah. In fact, it's not mikra echad, as I see, but meaning they're all coming from the same sukkah. In the parasha of Shmini Atzeres and Parshas Pinchas. In Parshas Re'eh, referring to the seventh day of Pesach, it says Atzeres L'Hashem Alokecha, because of Echor Omer. And then there's a pasuk in Chumash HaPikudim in the end of Parshas Pinchas, the Maftir for Shmini Atzeres. It says Atzeres Ti Elochem. So what is the Atzeres? The Atzeres is Lashem Elokecha. The Yontif or Atzeres Ti Elochem. Is a Beliezer Sober by Kulo Lashem or Kulo Elochem? One or the other. That's why each pasuk states. Each pasuk is telling you a derech and avodah. Rabbi Yeshua Sobar, Chalkeyu Chetzil Lashem Chetzil. Half for the Rabbi Shalom and half for yourself. Now, there's going to be a question. What exactly is the root of this machlokes? Why did Rabbi Lezer come to the conclusion that we should have one of or the other? And Rabbi Yeshua comes to the conclusion, divide the day, half Lashem and half Lachem. Now let's go one more step in the Gemara. It's Omer Rabbi Lezer, HaKol Moedim, the Atzeres, everyone agrees, not the Atzeres we refer to until now, Atzeres in the Lashon of Chazal, which Atzeres means Shavuos, Yemin Nami Lachem. You obviously need Lashem on such a day, but you also need Lachem, my time, my Yom Shemit, my Torah, the day that the Torah was given. So, Rashi says, the Bina Nami Lochem, right next to the Vilya Nashash, Yismach Bo B'machal U'mishta, a person should celebrate with Machal and Mishta. The Hara is to show Shenoach and B'kubul Yom Zeli Yisrael, that Klai Yisrael is pleased with this day, Shemit Meturabo, that the Rebbeinu Shem gave us the Torah. So we have to know why. So Rashi is trying to explain why is it that Rebbe Lezer, Tana Rebbe Lezer, admits that on Shavuos you need Chetz Yolachem and Chetz Yolashem. And the answer is Yom Shnitna by Torah. But the answer is less than obvious at many different levels. Number one, I would have thought that the third day that the Torah was given, that's a day should be kula ruchnius. You should fast that day. You should learn a whole day. That's the shayach gashmius on the day that the Torah was given. So that's the enigma of this Gemara. And Rez Hashem, we will see three pshotim and why this is true. Rashi indicates that it's the haroi shenoyach Mukubu Yom Zali Soshinitna Vatar, that the Torah placed many obligations upon us. And consequently, a person might say, well, listen, we're not really pleased with this Torah that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us. All of a sudden, I'm obligated in Taryag Mitzvahs. So we have to show there's a Kiddush Hashem involved in the Harais Bray to display the fact, which manifests from our bearing, from our enthusiasm, from our joy, that we're happy that we received the Torah. It's not a sad day, not a Yahrzeit. It's a celebration. That's Yom Shenitna by Torah, the way Rashi sees it. Now, Tosis has a problem with this Gemara. Hakomoidim ba'atzeres, the Bina Lachem, the bottom Tosis, please. Tamal the Rivo. The Rivo has the Kash. Im kein, that if it's obligatory on Shavuos to have Simchas Yontif, in other words, it's not enough to learn the whole day. Mike Omer Rebbe Lezer, then what did Rebbe Lezer say? Maraya Rishus L'mitzvah. You want to establish what's true by from a Rishus, which is Simchas Yontif, to what's true by a mitzvah, which has to do with the handling of the Korban Pesach. The name Atzeres Tochiach, I should say that Shavuos disproves you, Shehi Mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. And but the Mar's point was that even though it's a mitzvah, it still doesn't push away a Shavuos and Yisod Rabbono. That was the discussion in the Mishnah. So the Livor says that what type of raya is this? My raya, Rishus LeMitzvah. How are we comparing a Rishus in a mitzvah? Now, why did we consider in Rebbe Lezer that Simchas Yontif was a Rishus? He did say, O Kulo Lachem. So as Rabbeinu Chananel says, that since I have the option not to cook, and not to celebrate Yom Kippur, to make food on Yom Kippur, I don't have to bother with food. I could not eat the whole day. I could just sit and learn the whole day. So since it's optional, then we can't view it as having the power of a mitzvah in terms of pushing away any Isur. Right? It's similar to what the Gemara says in Yevamah. It's similar. It's not exactly the same, but it's similar. The Gemara in Daf Chof Amud Aleph in Yevamah says that if a person is a chayvei lavan, meaning let's say a kohen was married to a divorced woman and he died and he had no children, so does his brother the kohen do yibum? So the Gemara says that with the raisa he should do yibum. Why? Because the prohibition for a kohen to marry a grush is only a lav, doesn't have chorus with it. And asei do chalos, asei of yibum should push aside the Losa say, of marrying a Grusha. So the Gemara raises the problem, but one second, why should this be true? We could do Chalitza, and we Mekayim the mitzvahs Yibur through Chalitza. And therefore, I could really fulfill both. I could fulfill what the Parsha of Yibur wants, and I could fulfill what the Losa say of not marrying a Grusha. So the Gemara answers that Chalitza, the Mokam Yibum, love mitzvah. When you compare Chalitza to Yibum, Chalitzas are not entities as far as Yibum is concerned. So it's not an alternative. But if there is an alternative, then I wouldn't say that an Isur pushes away, a mitzvah pushes away an Isur. And similarly over here, since there is since there is a way out, I can sit and learn the whole day. So therefore, it should not have the power, the Rabbi Lezer says, it doesn't have the power to push away at Issa, release of the Rabbanah. That's where the Gemara started. So now Tosis is saying, well, wait a second, you, Rabbi Lezer, agree that on Shavuos, there is a mitzvah, the party. And Ramayla to cook you food, and all of this is not only just a reshus to allow to cook food, it's a mitzvah to cook food on Yom Kippur. That being the case, so now we have a case of when there's a Simchas Yom Tov as a mitzvah saseh. So Rabbi Yeshua is right that even though there's a mitzvah saseh, nevertheless, it has limitations. There are many suri derabbanan that stand in the way, and that one cannot do despite the fact it's a mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov. If I want to strike a match to light a fire to cook, and I don't have any other fire, I'll say, well, it's necessary for Simchas Yom Tov. I'm not allowed to do it. Even though there's a mitzvah saseh. This is the way Rabbi Hananel points out Pshat in the Gemara. So the Rigor says, well, if that's the case, Rabbi Lezer should agree with Rabbi Yeshua, because on Shavuos, there is a mitzvah. So, what's the Pshat? What's the Pshat? So Tosis says that Yesh Loima, the boy Rabbi Lezer Batzeres Lachem Lav Dafka Mikro El Misfar. It's not a posuk. Love doesn't come from a posuk; it comes from a misfar. Tosis seems to, not Mukhrach, but Tosis seems to have held until now that in the Havamin of Tosis came from a posuk. But the boy Rabbi Lezer Batzeres Lachem Lav Dafka Mikro El Misfar. It seems Tosis being mechadish in the Teretz that this din of Atzeres Tielachem, rather, how it applies to Shavuos, that it's Chetz Tielachem, Chetz Tielachem is a Sfar. It is not a Gzeres HaKosim. It looks like Tosis in the Havamin, and it's a Gzeres HaKosim. So now let's go back and start a Chesh with the Gemara here. How did Rebbe, if Rebbe Lezer held it's a Gzeres HaKosim, so as the Marsha points out, one Pasuk is by Pesach, that's Atzeres, Lashem Elokecho. By Shmini Atzeres, we have a pasuk of Atzeres Kielachem. And we don't, now, so we don't assume there's a machlokes of those two. They're not too different. They're not at odds with each other. So Rabbi Lezer could be saying, well, listen, since each one seems to be independent, one pasuk suggests Atzeres Kielachem. One pasuk should suggest Atzeres Hashem Elokecho. So each one is an independent and self-standing means of serving the Rabbeinu Shalom. You could do Lachem and you could do Hashem Elokecho. The pasuk didn't combine the two, it made two separate sukkim to underscore that each one is an independent derech Rabbeinu Shalom. That's one way you can learn the machloikis. If we learn the machloikis in that fashion, we're going to struggle mightily then how did Rebbe Lezer come along? Means, so what they're saying, this is an assessment of what the Gzeres HaKosov is. Gzeres HaKosov is, it's a dip, you have two psukim, how to reconcile them. Rebbe Lezer says the best reconciliation is they're both independent of each other, and you can do either one. But you have to do one all the way. Either one. If that's the case, then what does the Amira Rebbe Lezer, how does he come along and tell us that Shavuos a kol moedin to be in a nami lochem, kol moedin matzeres to be in a nami lochem. We just said there were two drachim from Sukkot. So how can you come and now say, well, all of a sudden by a teres, we're going to have a different day. So we're going to have to define that, how that could be, because I believe that that's most consistent with Tosfos Havamina, you know, that it did stem Sukkot. Everything is Sukkot there. There's no sforos. It's a pasuk. And this is a pasuk. And therefore, the way it's a question of how to darshan psukim. And the best way to reconcile the psukim, the best way to reconcile the psukim is to learn that each one is an independent derech, Rabbi Des Hashem. And you could choose either one as you see fit. So, how do we make an exception of Shmini Atzeres? Now we have a second means we could learn the Gemara. We could learn the Gemara in the following fashion. The Rambam in Hilchos Deis. Let's start with the Rambam in Hilchos Deis. The Rambam in Hilchos Deis, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph Beis. So the Rambam says the following: that if a person in Halacha Beis will start that, how does a person Kates of Hirufu also? What does a person do if he has an improper leader? That if someone smacks him, a person, he shouldn't feel at all. Until he's no longer an angry person. And then he'll go back to the Derech HaEmtzos, which the Rambam defines. A person should have the golden mean. A person shouldn't be either extreme. So the Rambam defines, how do we repair a midah which is improper? So the Rambam says that the way to do it is to go to an extreme. When we go to an extreme, then we can go back, get balanced again in the middle. So the Melezer might be saying that he's not a multitasker. He doesn't believe in multitasking. Multitasking means neither one's done right. A person sometimes in life, he's been busy in his business, and you know, working his hat tax season, and he's around the clock busy. It comes, you know, Pesach, and all he's, barely has had time for the Daf Yomi and to learn and Mava Sedra and Mekoshi. He managed to get it in. And now Baruch Hashem, April 15th came there of Yonta, Chazdei Hashem, taxes are behind me. So what does he need? What he needs is to learn. His life has been in the world of Gashmi is on steroids. So he needs an Atzeres L'Hashem Elokecha, open up the Gemara and learn around the clock and pace. One guy has been learning, you know, he's not an accountant. He was learning around the clock, you know, from for 6 months, from Sukkot until Pesach. And he's petered out, and he hasn't taken a break. So he needs Atzeres L'Hashem. He needs Simchas Achayim. That's what he needs. And then he'll wind up. Life is to be a combination of both. We need simcha, and we need the commitment to avodas Hashem. So which one do we need? He picked the one, but he believes that you have to do all the way around the laws. If you don't go to an extreme, it's a multitask. You're a little here and you're a little there, you know it's nourishment. Why did Rabbi Yeshua disagree with him? So let's open up the Rambam, Rabbi Yeshua, at this point. In Hilchos Yontif, Perek Vav, Halacha Yutes. Eating and drinking on the Yontif is a mitzvah sasei. He shouldn't eat and drink the whole day. What should he do? Get up and go to shul early. And learn. Just paddle in. And he dab in the Kurim, the Torah, and then we recreate the Torah. The Chos and the Botain, and then we go home and we eat. And then go back to shul and kurim b'shen and achatzi ayayim. A person should learn until chatzos. Va'acha chatzos ayayim is palalim tfilas mincha, then davin mincha. V'chayzun lebotayim, and then go home. Lecha v'lishto yishor ayayim ar alayim. So as the Rav Magid points out, the Magid Mishnah, the Rambam Paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. The day is to be divided. Part of the day should be in the Beis Medrash Shul Chatzos, and after that, Davin Mincha, and then the rest of the day should be spent partying. So I have a kasha to ask you, Rabbi Yisrael. At the beginning of Halacha Yutes, what does the Rambam begin this Halacha? Afo b'yish achim u'shtiyo b'mo'adis b'chal mitzvah sasei lo'iyya oichu b'shoi sefala yom kulo. What's this? A Musar introduction to the Halacha? The Rambam should have written, Elo, Chachi Adas Shel Mitzvah Simcha Sachad. How do you do Simcha Sachad? How do you do it? Chachi Adas Babaikar Mashkimun Kolaam. And then tell me what you're supposed to do. Instead of starting off with a halacha, the Rambam starts off with a Musa Shmus. This is, remember, we're learning Rambam now. We're not learning Mesilas Yishon. This is not the Derech of the Rambam. Aho Bishachim Ushtim Sudis Baklal Mitzvah Sasei Lo Yoich Mishayisu Kolayim Tum. What's the Rambam is Abdomen? Just tell me, Rabbi Yeshua presented it very clearly. Chalkeyu, Chetzio Lochem, Chetzio Lashem. Zahu. He didn't make any big introductions. So what is the Rambam making an introduction to this halacha, which seems to be, as I said, It's good for a Musa Seifa. You think Rabbi Yoyna would tell this to you, the Ramchal, but not in a Halacha Seifa. You don't expect this in Shulchan Aruch, as the Gemara didn't articulate this. So I believe, they say in the name of Chaim Brisk, that if you look at the Rambam carefully many times, the Rambam not only paskins the halacha, the Rambam tells you how the pshat of the Gemara. The Rambam says, is telling us, Rabbi Eliezer said, O kula lachem, O kula lachem, one of those two. This is a problem. Rabbi Yeshua's response was, Lo zu haderach. And as he's going to spell out soon in halacha chav in the Rambam will spell it out in halacha chav. He says, Rabbi Yeshua, in theory, you have a great derech. But in Olam HaMaisa, in the real world, it doesn't work. If you're going to tell a guy to sit and party a whole day and eat and drink, a lot of people are going to wind up getting drunk, frivolous, and levity will be their life. They won't connect back to the Rabbi Yeshua again. And what does the Rambam tell us in Halacha Chav? Kishadim oichol v'shoyse v'sameach v'regel. The Rambam says, what is the purpose of the Simcha Sachar? Well, you moshech b'yayin v'schoyk v'kalasosh, don't get drunk and don't get involved in levity. V'yoyman, you'll say, shekom v'shoyse v'sayav v'sasimcha. The more drunk I get, the greater the simcha. Sh'ashikris v'aschoyk harbe, shikris and excessive levity. The kalas haroish in a simcha alahoydulus masichlus, foolishness. But on its tavino alahoydulus masichlus, that's not what the Rebbe Hashem wants us to do in Yom Kippur. Alah simcha sheyesh ba avoydus yitzarah. The simcha which gives me the joy in life to joyfully embrace the Rebbe Hashem and serve him. Sheneamar tachas hashalom evatas hashem alakechem simcha b'tuv leivam merod poyim. That's where the teichel comes if we don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with joy. Or the matos avoydim simcha. None of those excessive, being frivolous, or being drunk, does not lead one to avodas Hashem. So the Rambam is telling us, this is the response. The Rambam says, you, Rabbi Eliezer, propose, O kula lachem, O kula lachem. He says, what's going to happen if you with your kula lachem? Your kula lachem is a very big chash that is going to lead a person down the wrong path. He's going to become overly frivolous, drink too much, and instead of coming closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom, we'll just flip out in the world of Gashmias. That's what the Rambam introduces, this halacha, halacha yukes, because this is the halachic reason. The Rambam is not giving us a musash. The Rambam has explained to us, why did Rabbi Yeshua reject the approach of Rabbi Eliezer? He's telling you, Avu Yishachilu Shtiyamu Rabbi Mahadis, B'chal Mitzvah Sasein, Oli Yolchum B'shoysu Kol Hayom Kuno. As I will explain to you in Simon Chok, what's going to happen if you do such a thing. That was what prompted Rabbi Yeshua to say, not to go on the path of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer had a very good point. The Torah said, Atzeres ti elochem, Atzeres lo shom elokech, but didn't combine the two. So it makes a lot of sense. Each one is a derech in its own right. Elamai, as the Marshal says, he didn't want to feel there's any reason to divide between Sukkos and Pesach. So we assume for every yontif, you could take one of the two. So that is the way the Rambam learned the Gemara. So then we can understand, according to that, we can understand where Rabbi Eliezer now comes. Oh, so now, that's the way the Rambam learned the Gemara. So Rabbi Eliezer said, not as a Gzeres HaKosam, again, the Rambam's approach is, it's not an issue of Gzeres HaKosam. Rabbi Eliezer said, listen, multitasking doesn't work, forget about it. Mamela, the seichel is what the Torah wants you to do. It's a seichel. The seichel is that you should spend the day on kula lachem or kula lachem. So you're on steroids in that particular direction. And as the Rambam said in Perek Beis, that if you want to get to the golden mean, sometimes you have to go to an extreme to get yourself straightened out again to get back to the middle. So the Rebbe Shlom said, listen, you'll see when Yom Tov comes. If you're too much into the gashmias, so sit and learn a whole day. If the ruchnius is wearing you down, you need simcha zachayim, so party the whole day. And then you'll be back in the middle. Oh. The other approach to the Gemara, to learn is gzeres hakosav type approach. So how do we learn? I asked you, how do we learn? How are they going to follow through to atzeres? So according to the Rambam, and that's, I believe, Tosis maskona, that's what Tosis means, it's a svara, it's not a posik. Pshat is that in the Rambam, the Svara is that what is the Torah? The Torah is a combination. That's what Rabbi Elazar himself was saying. The Torah is a combination of Ruchnius and Gashmius. How do you combine Ruchnius and Gashmius? It's not Kulo Gashmius, it's not Kulo Ruchnius. We don't sit there as the Rambam wrote it in the days, not to be a super ascetic and not to be a super magushan. The Torah is a golden mean to combine all of them. So the Rambam, when they're known Shanitna by Torah, when the day that was celebrating the Torah, there we have to celebrate what the Torah is. What is the Torah? The Torah is a combination of Ruchnius and Gashmius. That's the Torah. So Mamela, how do you celebrate? How are you Sameach on the day that the Davish gave the Torah? The Ruchnius of a Gashmius. It can't be any other way. This is to be a celebration of the Torah. That's what it is. We're celebrating that the Gavish to the Revolution gave us the Torah. What is the Torah? It's a Shiloh. It's a divine combination of the Ruchnius and the Gashmius. So that's what we do on Shavuos, Rabbi Elazar says. We celebrate reflecting what the Torah is. Rabbi Elazar gave me a Torah which combines this. That's what I'm doing today. I'm combining Ruchnius and Gashmius. But that is a Svara. It's only Rabbi Elazar came his Svara that he liked the idea that you should go to the hilt with each one. But that's a Svara. But he says it's not Mistavra on Shavuos to go to the hilt with either Ruchnius or Gashmius, because that's to celebrate the Torah. The Torah is a combination of how to combine the Ruchnius and the Gashmius of this world, that they should live in harmony with each other. So on that day we celebrate Chatz Yilachem and Chatz Yilashem. But that's a Svara. There's no pasuk telling that to me. Tosis in the Havamina, Rabbi Yisai. Learn what did Tosis learn in the Havamina? Tosis in the Havamina learned it's Xeris HaKos. Each one is a derech and a way there's a shem. It's a pasuk, this pasuk, a pasuk, b, and that's it. It's a pasukim. So I accept each one in the Torah. So how do you make come out with the din of Shavuos being chetzi chetzi? The answer is that where are the psukim written? We could add, let's go one more step before we go to that. So if Rabbi Elazar is saying it's an Xeris HaKosim, why did Rabbi Yeshua not accept his approach to the Xeris HaKosim? Not a Svara Mach like this. So he has a reason that he feels that it's not a proper approach. Why? I'll ask you a question, he says to Rabbi Elazar. On Sukkot, which one should a person do? Atzeres l'Hashem alokecha, atzeres t'yelecha. What do you think is the most common thing that has to be done on Sukkot? Which one? So the answer is, obviously, it has to be atzeres l'Hashem alokecha. A person has been working around the clock, finishing the harvest, packing everything in bushels, processing it, packing up his warehouses. That's been his life. This is the harvest season. So now he finished working around the clock with his own. So what does he need now? He's Molei Gashmius to the Shemai. He just laid in his warehousing for the warehouses for the entire winter. He's in Gashmius up to his ears. So what does he need now? What he needs is a Tzeres L'Shem Elokecha. The season is over. Take out the Gemara and start to learn. And what does the Torah write there? The Torah writes, Vashmini Atzeres, Atzeres T'Yelochem. He says, what's the pshat? It should have reversed it. It should have written a Tzeres T'Yelochem by Pesach. By Pesach could be Lachem. But there's no question that Sukkot, most of Klal Yisrael needs a Tzeres L'Shem Elokecha. So Rabbi Yeshua said, if you wanted to, that the Seichel then is, you can't learn it independently. Each one is whole in its own right. Because if that's the case, it should not have written a Tzeres Lachem. Atzeres tia lachem by Sukkos. It should have written Atzeres tia ash l'Hashem alakecha by Sukkos. Because that's the most likely one that you need. So Rabbi Yeshua said it must be the Torah's teaching the combination. Half and half. Mamela, it's not a stira. Every yontif needs half and half. You always need half and half. That's how you have to celebrate every yontif. Whether you've been in Ruchnius until now, and Gashmius until now, every yontif you celebrate half and half. Rabbi Elazar says, I think each one, since the Torah didn't qualify, and gave no limitation on each pasuk. Each one is independent in its own right, and each one is a derech and avoy. Tzeres ti alachem, tzeres l'shem alachem. As the Marshal says, he did not think it's mistabra to divide necessarily between Sukkot and Pesach. Certainly by Pesach, I would say, you don't necessarily, it's not mukhrach, that has to be tzeres ti alachem. Of course, he could have been busy. He's like Ronnie, he's in the tax business, you know, and big time. Not just a simple little return, for one person. Huge, according to the corporate sense. So he's busy with taxes, busy cooked until the April. So now he needs the Gemara. That's what he needs. So by Pesach could be either one. So, but Sukkot, Rabbi Yeshua says, cannot be, should not be a tzeres tiyolach. So as I said, each one is independent in its own right. But it's a svara, because he doesn't believe in multitasking. And I'm in the Gezeiras HaKosu possibility. That since each one is an independent Gezeiras HaKosu, then each one is a Derech and Avodah Zarah. So how did he change Shavuos? He changed Shavuos at a very simple one. The Torah didn't write a pasuk by Shavuos at all. One pasuk is by Pesach, one pasuk is by Sukkot. But it's a chag. It has to be Simchas HaChag. But there's no pasuk. Since there's no pasuk, it's the stavra that it's a combination of the two. But it has to be a seichel why Shavuos should be different than every other yom, that it should be a combination. So that's what Rabbi Elazar was saying. Rabbi Elazar was justifying how he set up the Gzeiras HaKosu. That since Shavuos doesn't have a pasuk, and the seichel is mechayev that we should celebrate Ruchnius and Gashmius on this day, Yom Shenitna by Torah. So Omeila, he says, Rabbi Elazar says that since there's no pasuk and the seichel would indicate that it's worthy of doing both on Shavuos, so Rabbi Elazar said the absence of a pasuk is indicative that both of the drachim were combined. The Torah didn't give single out anyone, so I take both of the pasuk, but I say both of them apply to Shavuos. That's why there's no pasuk there, because the Torah wanted to make it clear that both drachim apply to Shavuos. That's the derech to learn this as Gzeiras HaKosu. Because we are learning that it's Gzeiras HaKosu until now, so you can't come along just with a svara and make a difference. Oh, I'll come Yom Shenitna by Torah. You can have all the svaras you want, but a svara cannot be mafkia, cannot change Gzeiras HaKosu. But now we're saying, no, it's Gzeiras HaKosu itself, with Minei Ubei. It's because one is by Sukkot and one is by Torah. Nothing is by Shavuos. It says the Mashmos HaTorah, the Gzeiras HaKosu is that Shavuos should have both. But you can't make that to be the drosha unless there's a seichel to it. And that seichel, he says, is Yom Shenitna by Torah. You should celebrate in its entirety the Shleimus of Torah. So that was Tosis Havamina. So Tosis thought that's the Havamina, the way to learn the Gemara. And it's rooted in the Gzeiras HaKosu, meaning that since there's no pasuk by Shavuos, both psukim apply to Shavuos. So then the Revoah came and asked the Kasha. The name of Teres Tochiach, she mitzvah, it's Mamash mitzvah. That's the pshat in the psukim. It's not a svara. And Vitosis, the whole Deborah of Elazar, about Teres Tochiach, not Dafka Mikro. She seems to be saying, the Havamina, you thought it's a pasuk. No, it's not a pasuk, it's a svara. He did not believe in multitasking. And therefore, he said, choose one to the hilt. But he said, if it's a svara, then he's coming along and he's saying, that on Shavuos, there's a different svara. The svara is dafka to combine both. That's where the svara leads. But it's a svara. But it's not a posse. And since it's not a posse, you can't learn out from their amusement. In Rabbi Elazar, ask Rabbi Elazar, what's a mitzvah on that day? It's only a svara. It's not a posse. To be able to learn that it should be doing for something else can't come from a svara. It has to come from a posse. It doesn't come from a posse. The Rambam is learning like Tosis Maskon. And that's why the Rambam starts off. Avo bishachilu shtibun wa'adis b'chal litzis asayim. But lo tiyoch b'shoyes kol hayom kulo. He says, your derech, Rabbi Elazar, the Rambam does write your derech in Hilchos Deis. At times you have to go to an extreme to get to the golden mean. But in this particular case, as the Rambam spells out in Halacha Chok, it's not going to work. If you tell people to eat and drink, party a whole day, what's going to happen? They're going to get involved, as the Rambam says in Halacha Chof, in Shikras. They're going to get drunk. They'll become frivolous, lightheaded, they'll forget the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And that's not the tachlis. We all agree the tachlis is to what? To bring us to a simchas achayim, that I could embrace the Rabbeinu from tachas ha-shalo avatas ha-shem lafecha, the simcha and the tuvlein. So that's what it's for. So his critique of Rabbi Lazar is, it's not going to work. And that's where the Rambam starts off. It's an open possible. It's not a possible. It is a mitzvah. Don't go on Rabbi Lazar's derech. Why? Is I'm going to tell you when halacha chav. What's going to happen if you go in that derech? It's not a derech that's going to work. So Rambam says it's true. I am the one that writes. You should go to an extreme at times to get back to the golden means. But you have to know what the extreme is. There are extremes that we can't take, and we can't take an extreme of a chilu shtia because that's going to lead us to the wrong place. It's going to lead us to drunkenness and a frivolous lifestyle, and losing our connection with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's what the Rambam puts in this Hakdama. Because that's where these kids are in Yutes, and as the Rambam spells out in Halacha Chof, that's where that was the critique. It wasn't a Xeris Akosto that Rabbi Yeshua said, well, there are two psukim, and that's, so the best of the Rabbeinu, how do you reconcile the bris? You make two dinim, and that's all. You put everything together. You don't say there's a machlekes. It's not two different things, so some this, the most elegant resolution would be, oh, it's a pasuk. Take this pasuk and that pasuk, it's 50-50. That's all. But that's not where Rabbi Yeshua is coming from. Rabbi Yeshua is coming from, it is, you could learn, not in the Xerah Shakosov, it's not the Machiah. You could learn that eat and drink and party a whole day. Rama below Zuadera. Why? Because I'm going to tell you in Allah HaChof, it's going to happen if you serve the Rabbi Yeshua. And that's where Tosis switched in the Maskonas. So this is another approach to the Gemara, a new approach to the Gemara, that on Shavuos we should manifest what the day is about, what Torah is, and therefore it has to be Chetzu L'Chan V'Chetzu L'Hashem, even according to Rabbi Lezer. That's his Svar. That's the Mechayim. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam should grant that we should be Mekabel Rabbi Yisai Shavuos, we talk Simcha. And both aspects of Simcha. Simcha, we need a good dose of Simcha this year. It's been a rough, you know, time since Purim until now. So we need a major infusion of Simcha. If we were in Rabbi Lazar's world, we would say this is the year for Kula Lachem. No doubt about it. But the Halacha Paskin, like Rabbi Yeshua, that's not the derech that's going to work for us. But in the Chetz Yilachem, we need to celebrate. And we need to be joyful. But we also have to be particular about the Chetz Yol Hashem as well, the Limra Torah and the Tfilis. And I encourage all of you, I know that we're still not at the point, unfortunately, that we can have the Limra Torah of a Rabbi. This is many Kehilas across the country are struggling with this. But the Nitiya is that we should, you know, it's premature. Come back to the Beis HaKnesset and spend so many hours indoors together. It needs a little bit more time to see that we're going on a safe derech. Little by little, we'll get there. But as I say, this is a discussion which is taking place across the Orthodox community, across the United States today. But even though we're going to be home, but let's commit ourselves to a significant amount of Talmud Torah. And since we're not going to have most of us, unless you're going to do one that's going to come to the Rosh Hashanah and Shul from your house, going to Matad Manoim and learn through the night. If you're not going to, then in the latter part of the night, whatever time you run out of energy, but late, as late as, but then go to sleep and sleep a number of hours. And then Yonim Be'ezes Hashem started from Shaykhana in the shul and out of the shul, as we had last Shabbat, started getting. What?
Something about that.
Huh? Who? At 8? About. They're starting at 8. You'll see the times will be sent out. So there'll be none in the shul and out of the shul. So if you're not coming to the Masechet, so sleep, you know, for a while, a number of hours, and then get up and go to your minyan to daven. We should put a very, very strong emphasis on the Talmud Torah. That's the essence of what Chag HaShavuos is. And at least if we can't learn together, there's a certain measure of Rabban that we're all learning at the same time. That's also a certain measure of Rabban that we place in the Torah. And Chazal tell us an amazing thing. It's that the person that wants to do a mitzvah and is nenas v'lo yaso is not capable of doing it because of an oinus, because of circumstances beyond his control, is ma'ila alav akosef kilo aso. The Rebbeinu Shem gives us schar as if we did the mitzvah in the way that we wanted to do it. So as Hashem, if we want to be able to have Talmud Torah Barat, we sit ourselves, and unfortunately we don't. And we spend our time learning individually in the manner that we would have, in the best possible manner, reminiscent of the way we would have learned the Rabbah, then the Rabbeinu Shalom will give us schar, as if we had the opportunity to come together and learn the Rabbah. May the Rabbeinu Shalom grant that this be a Kabbalah Sater, each shuas is to be a Kabbalah Sater anew, and that to give us a fresh enthusiasm to accomplish the Talmud Torah, that which we haven't accomplished until then. One thing about the Rebbeinu Shalom's Torah, as the Novi says, it's Rechovim Min Hayam. It's wider than the sea. None of us are ever going to get to the end. There's no end to Torah. So each one of us can be makabel upon ourselves that we should, in the coming year, conquer some new vistas in Torah in our own life that we haven't conquered until now. That's the Kabbalah Torah. And Kabbalah is only meaningful if it's followed by implementation, if we act upon it. Now, a person comes and I need help with something. I say, listen, you know, do me a favor, please. Meet me at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. I have something that I have to take care of. And I need your help. I can't do it myself. She says, okay, I undertake, I'll be there 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Very nice. It was macabre to me then. I come with my car 9 o'clock in the morning. Bainanu is not there. It comes 10 o'clock, he's not there. 11 o'clock, he's not there. So what did I have from his Kabbalah? He had a Kabbalah to be there, but he didn't show up. There's no Lemaisa. Kabbalah has to be that there's a Lemaisa. You know, the Dubni Magid, the Dubni Magid used to say the following, with this I'll end because our minute for minute was about to start. In the, there was one school that did a tikkun. Tikkun Leil Shavuos. So the Tikkun Leil Shavuos has readings from the Novi and from the Torah and the Ksuv, the Gemara, all types of things. Torah Shavuot, all the myriad facets in the Torah Shavuot. That was the Tikkun. And that was, in many Kehillahs, that was the norm. The Dubni Magid used to sit and learn the whole night. And that was the norm in Dumna. They sat and learned the whole night. They learned Gemara. So they asked him, the Dubni Magid, why he doesn't do the Tikkun. So he says, I'll tell you why. He says, there was a man who was a shlamazel. He didn't have parnasa. So he was trying to get a parnasa. So he looked around and he saw there was a textile salesman. And he used to go around with his valises of textile samples and he made money hand over fist. Everyone was throwing money at him. So he says, this looks like a business for me. I could also make 5 valises, you know, full of textiles and I'll go around and they'll throw money at me also. But he went around. And nobody gave him money. He didn't understand. Why am I different than the other guys? So he asked some guy, he says, what? How come nobody gives me money? And they're giving this guy money hand over fist. He says, understand one thing. They're not giving him money for a simple piece. He has 5 warehouses of textiles standing behind those order books, those simple books. And that's what they're paying for. They're not paying for his samples. So the Dubni Magid said the same thing is true. He says, when a person learned, if you learn the whole year the way you're supposed to, so then you come and say, on Shavuos night, you tell the Rebbeinu, I'll give you a sample. There's a little of Torah that I learned, a little bit of Vim, a little Tzuvim, a little Shas, a little Zoyat, etc., a little Musa. That's if you learn the whole year. He says, but what can I do? He says, you know, I don't have much to show off. He says, so at least I ought to just show up and learn tonight. So the Rebbeinu Shalom should do. The Rebbeinu Shalom should give us the Koyach to be Makabel, Torah, the Abba, the Simcha, we should have a Simcha, Sachag, and in the source of that, the Rebbeinu Shalom should bring this Mageika to an end. We should soon be able to gather together in full force, Barabbim, to learn Talmud Torah Barabbim, to just follow with the full Rabbim, and to return life to its normal sigma, into the normal fashion which we were used to living in until now. A very, very good Yom Tov from Yisai. They're gathering in my alley for the Mincha right now, so I wish you a Chag Sameach. A very, very good yontif, as is Hashem, may the Rebbeinu Shalom grant all of us simcha, nachas, and bring us in health. Take all the chaylim and kvar yisrael and rechor shleim.
Yontif, yashkocha.
Amen, amen.
Yontif, yontif.